Today we come to Amos chapter 9, verse 14, as we continue our journey through the Bible. Amos chapter 9, verse 14, "And I will bring my people back from exile. They will build the ruined cities and live in them. They will plant vineyards and drink their wine. They will make gardens and eat their fruit." Let me ask you a question. What's the purpose of discipline? Certainly it's unpleasant, and it's even painful. It's never something we look forward to. It's something we try to avoid at all cost. Even when we know there is discipline at the end of a certain act, we may still carry the act out and still try to avoid the punishment. But again, back to the question, what's the purpose of discipline? The book of Amos has focused on justice and righteousness. The nation of Israel had not been doing well at either. Because of their disobedience, God corrected them. And that was a pattern throughout the Old Testament, disobedience followed by discipline. But there is another part of the pattern, and that part is the purpose of discipline. After punishment, there is always restoration. God loves us so much that He will not allow us to live far from Him in a land of spiritual danger. He's going to get our attention, but always with the purpose of restoring us to Himself. He loves us too much to passively allow us to continue down a perilous path. His discipline is purposed to bring us back, to rebuild our broken down walls, and to plant spiritual vineyards. God loves us enough to restore us. And we want to thank Him for that. Father, thank You for Your discipline, even when it hurts. Your word is clear that discipline is unpleasant, but thank You for caring enough to keep us from continued spiritual danger. Thank You for getting our attention, bringing us back home, and rebuilding the walls that sin has destroyed. Thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.